I remember saying to myself, oh, how I do love radio. When can I get on the air? I can't wait to get on the air. And I'm saying this as a sperm. You don't understand. I was broadcasting from my mom's womb. My mom wasn't feeling kicks. It was me. Is this thing on? Broadcasting live from WOMB, a womb with a view. Today's forecast, wet. Again, we're looking at the models. It calls for another 8.5 months until we see sunshine. I want to thank all you listener out there. She was my first listener in more ways than one. I reached my dream of a career in radio. And I grew up in LA County. Normally in radio, you bounce from market to market every couple years with the goal of trying to get to a bigger market. Why? Well, bigger market, bigger paychecks, let's go. I figure one day I'll be back here in LA and it will all be good. In 2003, I moved here to California's Central Coast. Now, this theater fits, say, 1,300 people. But since these big red letters behind me mean a few people will see this online, I will say for those not in this room, the Central Coast is in the middle of LA and San Francisco. San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, Wine Country, Pismo Beach, the Madonna Inn. Yes, it is beautiful. It is special. And the people are nothing short of amazing. For these reasons, I wanted to stay here and still do what I loved, but knew to figure this out full time, to make a good living, I would need to try and be the absolute best at it. Be authentically involved in the community. Really connect on and off the air. I hosted a popular morning show called Up and Adam in the Morning. Later combined my longtime love for radio and now living here, my new love for wine, and started a popular wine show 15 years ago that's now called The Pour. My work connected. I connected. I mean, really connected. Then after 20 plus years on the air here, this. That there is the cover of the Sunday paper. My GM texted me from literally the other side of the office. Monday, 12:08 p.m. The text, 3 words. Come see me. Not unusual. I worked with the GM on advertising stuff, programming stuff, event stuff, so didn't read into it too much. Walked into the office of my GM. There was a regional manager who we see from time to time. Now, doing morning radio as long as I had, I'm asking myself in my head, did I say anything on the air this morning? Or like, did I piss off vegan people again? Or I don't sat down in this boxy, old, uncomfortable office chair, awkwardly placed in the office. She says, this is not going to be an easy one, Adam. Then, 4 words. You're being laid off. Room got cold. It was like the teacher from the Charlie Brown cartoons. I mean, I could see the frequency of everything she was saying after slowly moving towards me. None of the words even processing. I was shocked. I was hurt. Not allowed to say goodbye to your audience of so many years because of a company-wide reduction in workforce? Now, I am no victim. I could tell you, oh, it was the economy. That's the spin Radio Inc. magazine took when they wrote about my layoff. I could say, oh, it's the company. But I should have seen this coming. I loved radio so deeply, I was blinded that radio, as a medium, is a diminishing watering hole, and those able to drink from it are no longer exclusively defined by how good they are or their connection to their audience. Uh-uh. You are but a cell in a spreadsheet. And when those numbers for a business don't add up, and you see digital internet podcasts creeping in. If it's your time, it's your time. It was mine. I didn't feel determination then. I felt defeated. I remember someone saying, you will never be freer than you are right now, with as much experience as you have right now. I'm thinking, you're right. That was fuel for me. See, determination is not what you reach. It's not the end. It's the now. It's the journey. It's the setbacks that shape us, that strengthens us. I remember a program director telling me more than once, the only reason anyone wants anything to do with you isn't because you're Adam Montiel. It's because of fill in the blank of the company. That was fuel for me. I knew it wasn't true. And now I'm proving it. 6 Mondays after I was laid off, I decided to do what I know how to do. I started Up and Adam, a daily podcast. It debuted on the U.S. charts for daily news shows at number 36. Hit 26. Above shows like CNN Daily, above PBS NewsHour. I mean, I was floored. I have advertisers now, an audience that is more engaged than I had before on terrestrial radio. I mean, I have a crowdfunded billboard for my show going up on the side of the 101 next week. I started my wine content back up. The Pour. The episode debuted as a top 10 wine podcast in the country. That, along with a wine podcast I've been doing since 2020 called Where Wine Takes You, a Paso wine podcast, I had two of the top 10 wine podcasts in the nation that week. Now, I am different from a lot of the other speakers you see in front of these letters. I am different from a lot of the other speakers you see today. I am not the first of a group of people to do something courageous and amazing. I have no Emmys. I don't tour the country with my words of wisdom. I am you. I'm you. I work as hard as I can to do what I love and love what I do. I was standing backstage and all the speakers here are so kind and the organizers, they're just so kind and so smart. And I, like you, I'm here to soak it in. But I'm back there and everyone is just so healthy and skinny and ripped, jacked. I mean, like the event organizers back there, like bench pressing people. And I got to be like the heavy dude, the only heavy guy to go out here and talk about determination. I felt like a sham. I really struggled with that. I'm in a constant state of inner dialogue. Maybe you are too. This is good and bad. A friend of mine named that inner dialogue his roommate. They're always there, for better, for worse. And my inner dialogue, or roommate, maybe like yours, lives rent-free. Determination is a muscle. How you flex it, how you engage it, will prove how strong it is when you need it. When confronted with difficult situations in life, it's natural to ask ourselves, why me? It's easy to fall into a trap of feeling sorry for yourself. Trauma dumping is big now. Wondering why fate has dealt us such a challenging hand. But what if I told you there's a power in reframing that question? What if instead of asking why me, we asked, what now? You see, adopting a what now approach shifts our focus from self-pity to self-starting, from wallowing to problem-solving. It empowers us to take control of our circumstances and find solutions rather than dwelling on the unfairness of a situation. And let me tell you, the benefits of embracing this mindset, a what now mindset, is like giving your determination muscle a private trainer. First and foremost, choosing not to take a why me approach, it cultivates resilience. It teaches us to not merely bounce back from setbacks, but be molded by them. To weather the storms with grace, with fortitude, rather than be swept away by them. But perhaps most importantly, reframing our perspective in this way cultivates gratitude. It reminds us to count our blessings, and there are blessings, even in the midst of hardship, and to focus on what we can control and surrender what we can't. Another thing what now does, it makes us look out instead of always in. We're told so much, look inside yourselves, and yeah, I get it. I totally get it. But when you look out, not only can you get the lay of the landscape better, but you can notice others, people you know, people you don't, people you could serve, people who might feel the same way you do. You know a great way to think about it? Think of a tree. A tree grows in two directions at the same time. If you can see a tree underground, it looks a lot like what we see when we look at a tree above the ground. A tree has a root system. A tree has a fruit system. The roots go down. It's dark. There's resistance. It struggles. But what does that do? Makes the tree strong. It's the foundation. So that tree can do what? Can grow. A tree's determination is to follow the light. That's the tree's journey. Those roots make the tree ready for the journey, ready, prepared to weather whatever it encounters as it chases the sun. How is your determination muscle? How is your root system? Are you willing to face something head on, no matter how dark it is? How much resistance you're going to get if it will make that journey to the sun that much more special? How willing are you to embrace the journey, be shaped and molded for greatness by the hard times, sometimes the hardest times? I hope the areas in your life that require you to flex that determination muscle are ready to be crafted for the extraordinary, whether you know what that is or not. In my life up to this point, I've realized that your life will never be what you expect it to be. Determination is to embrace that. All of it. Relish the good. Be shaped by the bad. All strengthens that determination muscle. You know what you might be working towards, what you want, what you dream, what you need. So my question is to you, what now?